So, does the soul divide if now when there is so much bad karma, why are there more humans, not more animals? See, the soul doesn't divide. The soul is nainam chindan chastrani nainam dahati pavaka. It cannot be cut in any way. The soul is what it is. Now, as far as the population explosion that we talk about in today's world, see, nobody has done a census of all species in the world to say whether their population has gone down or come up. Now, who has done a census of all the grass? Who has done a census of all the mosquitoes? Who has done a census of all the germs? There are so many germs which, HIV for example, which we don't know whether it existed in the past. At least AIDS is a recent disease. And the germ associated with that is also recent. So there are so many species that for us to observe only one species within that for one phase of time and to say that there is a increase of population here and there's a decrease of that is actually very limited observation. Say if there's a classroom, and in that classroom there are students of say 5th grade, all of them, and say it's so some extraterrestrial being comes to the earth to do reconnaissance of the earth, and they come into the classroom and they sit standing behind, hovering in space, looking, and they're in that classroom for 1 hour, and then they go back. And then they report that Earth is filled with people of 10 years each. This observed one place on the vast Earth, and only that also for one short time. So, if you consider the Vedic worldview, the present age, when we have started counting population and found population increasing, from the perspective of the Vedic time span, it is very, very small. And life is not the monopoly of the earth in the Vedic worldview. There are different forms of life which exist in different places. So it's a very relative perspective. It's like there's no need to absolutize it. Now, secondly, or specifically, yes, people are performing adharmic activities, and those who perform adharmic activities will get the consequences. But the way the concepts of adharma come are also complicated. So sometimes the miseries of material existence, the reactions to bad karma, can also come through population explosion. Isn't it? People suffer when there are so many people. And then there's scarcity of resources. Then the sheer number of people and the scarcity, the limitedness of resources, that itself causes clation. That itself causes misery. So the population explosion could also be a way in which karmic reactions are being delivered. Because the people who are born in that increased population demographic, they have to struggle more for meeting their needs. So the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Gahana Karmano Gati. That the way in which karma works is intricate. It is not so easy to decipher. So we understand the principle that the soul is eternal, and depending on particular circumstances, the certain species may be more at particular times. That also is within the principle of karma itself. Does that answer your question?